Hi there, Sarah here, and today I'd like to talk about a topic called educational costs. Educational costs involve spending money on something that ultimately doesn't turn out the way we'd like it to, but that hopefully results in a good amount of learning along the way. So I'm proud to say that I've had a good amount of educational costs in my business since starting it in 2013, and I wanted to share a little bit about this concept with you so that A, you can embrace the educational costs that you maybe already have had, and B, so that you can perhaps eliminate some future educational costs that might come your way. So first, what is an educational cost? An educational cost involves spending money on something that doesn't pan out the way we think it might. This can be hiring a partner to work on a project for you. It can be working with a vendor. It can be taking on a client. It can be investing in something like a new software system that you have to get rid of. Or it can be outsourcing something that you think will make your life easier, but ultimately makes your life harder. So some of the biggest educational costs that I've had in my business have to do with hiring partners to help me with things that I'm not as good at myself. So for example, back in 2014, I hired a group of people to help me with some branding elements. Ultimately, I couldn't use any of the branding elements that they created. So I spent quite a lot of money on something that ultimately I couldn't use. This has happened to me with other vendors and partners over the years, from help with various parts of my website to different things related to copy and content, where I invested quite a lot of money and quite a lot of time in something that ultimately I could not use. Now, I believe that some educational costs are good. They help us learn. They help us do things differently next time. And they help us take our new wisdom forward in service of our business. That said, we don't want too many educational costs. Otherwise, we're spending a lot of time and a lot of money for things that don't pan out. So I wanted to share four ways that you can reduce the educational costs in your own business and your own life. The first one is to listen to your intuition. Often our intuition knows the right answer if we just give it a little bit of space and listen. So before making a decision, before hiring that partner, before saying yes to the contract, take a minute, get quiet, and listen to your intuition. Next, related to that, give yourself 24 hours before you make a decision. So before you sign that contract, before you say yes to bringing that partner on board, give yourself 24 hours to sleep on the decision and make sure it still feels right the next day. This is a great strategy to apply with your calendar as well. If you find yourself saying yes to things often that you later regret, I recommend before you send the email, before you click accept, before you click register now, give yourself 24 hours before you decide. In Gretchen Rubin's Four Tendencies, I'm an obliger, which means that I respond very readily to external expectations. For me, anything that comes my way related to my calendar or my time feels like an external expectation, and it feels like something that I need to say yes to. This practice of waiting 24 hours before I respond is something that I try to do because I know that my tendency is to say yes, even if yes isn't the right answer. If this is something that you struggle with too, I can't recommend this strategy more. So listen to your intuition. Wait 24 hours before you say yes. The third thing that we can do is to pull the plug sooner. So if we find ourselves in a place that we didn't intend to be, rather than struggling along for more days, more weeks, and more months with a project that's not going well, simply pull the plug. This can be hard to do in the moment because we've already invested time, we've already invested money, and we likely have a relationship with the person that we're working with. But even if we don't get our money back, our time is our most valuable, precious, and scarce resource. So rather than struggling along and letting the project drag out, simply cut your losses and walk away. Rather than viewing this as a sunk cost, reframe it, consider it an educational cost, take your learning, and move forward. With my educational costs in the past, this is a mistake that I made. I did not pull the plug. I kept struggling along. And then as a result, I had spent not only money, but also time on something that didn't end up the way I thought that it would. And then the fourth thing that we can do is to be clear. This can be extremely difficult. If something isn't going the way we think it should be going, it is our opportunity to say so. We can do this with kindness. We can do this with heart. And I call this truth plus heart. So rather than saying, yeah, the copy looks good, it's getting close, say, you know what? The copy isn't what I thought that it would be. It doesn't sound like me. Can we give it another shot? Instead of saying, sure, let's call this branding project complete, say, you know what? I'm not going to be able to use any of these branding elements. I know that it might cost me a bit more, but can we take another shot at this so that we can get to something that I can actually use? If you find yourself in a bad meeting, it's our opportunity to say, can we revisit our purpose and why we're here so that we can all get the most from this time together? Or if we're at a conference that isn't meeting our expectations, maybe we give feedback to the conference organizer so that they can make it better for next time, or perhaps even implement some real-time tweaks that will help to improve not only your experience, but the experience of everyone there. Being clear can be difficult because we fear offending someone or being rude, but if we speak the truth from a place of kindness and heart, it's often one of the kindest things that we can do. So to recap, educational costs are instances where we spend money on something that doesn't turn out the way we think it will. We can reduce educational costs by listening to our intuition, by waiting 24 hours to respond or say yes, by pulling the plug sooner, and by being clear and speaking the truth from a place of kindness and heart. I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions on this topic, or ways to use what you heard related to educational costs in your own work and life, please feel free to reach out.